The Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast is brought to you by Triple Threat Sports. For all your team outfitting needs, call Chris at 708-478-6090. Mariska's in Crest Hill, family-owned and operated since 1933. Chuck's Southern Covers Cafe, with locations in Burbank and Darien. And SeatGiant.com. Use promo code MADHOUSE at checkout to save on your tickets. Let's drop the victorious puck.
Welcome to the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show with 670 The Score's Jay Zawoski and NBC Chicago's James Naveau.
Welcome into the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show. My name is Jay Zawoski, running this postgame show solo today. My partner James Naveau is probably working or something. I don't know. We didn't even talk about this one. I'm just sort of whipping it out and then doing a podcast. Hawks win 5-3 in Los Angeles with four third period goals, all scored within 9 minutes and 12 seconds. That's when Anisimov's first goal went in. From then on, the Hawks went on to score four goals and win the game 5-3. You got to admit, when there's a good game, when good things happen, you have to give them credit. We've just spent this entire season sort of being negative, sort of tearing this team apart. But when things go right, I think it's only fair to say they played a much better game tonight. Much better. And you saw them with the intensity they needed from start to finish. And yeah, even though they got down, and we're going to get to that in a little bit, even though they got down and needed a comeback, I think overall things looked pretty good. And quite frankly, after Thursday's 7-2 loss to the Sharks, I was very afraid we were just going to see the Hawks in full tank mode. Not trying, not showing up, not competing. And it's one thing to not make the playoffs. It's one thing to not be very good. It's one thing to fall short of expectations. But to put forth an effort like they did on Thursday night, that can't happen. It just can't. And I know we're talking about today's game, and I'm going to stick with today's game. But my fear after Thursday was, oh my God, they've completely mailed it in. They're going to get housed every night from here until the season ends. And it's going to be ugly. Selfishly, I need the Hawks to at least be competitive. We want you guys to still listen to this podcast, to still enjoy it. You know, we want some positives to come out of it. So that's why I think today was not so much encouraging. It probably doesn't mean anything in the big picture, but for one more day, I can sort of ease that stress I was having of, oh my God, are they going to completely mail it in every game? So pretty strong performance. Jonathan Toews with a 3-point game. Lots of people contributing to the win. And this is the thing, and while I am praising the team, one thing that has been blatantly obvious this year is the absence of Corey Crawford. And I think today's game is sort of another example of that. And Anton Forsberg made some decent saves, also surrendered some really bad ones. The second turnover that Duncan Keith had, yeah, you don't want Duncan Keith turning the puck over right in front of the net. Of course not. That's not good. But how many times have we seen Corey Crawford bail out, you know, a bad turnover, a bad play, a 2-on-1 where a guy falls down, something like that? It seems like every time the Hawks make a mistake, it ends up in the back of their net. And those are the sort of things that you miss without Corey Crawford. Now, I know this is flawed. I tweeted this the other day. This is from Colin Cudmore, writer for Silver 7 Sens, put this chart out saying what the NHL standings would look like if every team carried over their save percentage from last season. Okay, again, I know this is flawed. I know it's flawed. But if the Hawks had the same save percentage this year as last, they'd be the number one wild card team this year. They'd be a playoff team. So, again, I know it's not perfect. I know it's not an exact science. But it just goes to show you how maybe some of us, I know a lot of us, underrated Corey Crawford's value to this team. And as much as I have always been a fan of his, and I've always been a defender of Corey Crawford, I've been called a Corey Crawford apologist, I don't think I understood his value to this team until he was out this year for as long as he was out. Yeah, you had Scott Darling in years past and Antti Raanta who could hold things down a little bit. Anton Forsberg is kind of your stereotypical NHL backup. I think Darling and Ranta were better than backups. And you see the difference. I mean, this team is not the same. And like I said, anytime you make a mistake, it ends up in the back of your net. I've mentioned this on podcast past, where if you're struggling and things aren't going well, and let's say, you know, you're up 2-1 in the game and you make a mistake and it automatically ends up in the back of your net because your goalie can't bail you out now and again, that stuff piles up. It adds up. And those are the sort of things that can demoralize and derail a season. Had Corey Crawford been part of this team, I don't know if they'd be competing for the Central Division, but I certainly think they'd be way closer to a playoff spot than they are right now, and maybe even a playoff team. So with that, let's spend a little more time on today's game. You saw the first line, the nuclear option of Saad, Taves, and Kane, and it paid off. Every guy on that line had a good game. There's no doubt about that. You had Jonathan Taves with 3 points, like I mentioned. Brandon Saad had an assist. Patrick Kane had a goal and 2 assists. So a real solid game from that line. I think Artem Anisimov is another guy who has been really red hot lately. And a lot of us thought he might go at the trade deadline. A lot of us are assuming he'll go this summer. And I don't want to overreact to a handful of games, but those second line centers are hard to find. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, are the Hawks going to approach this offseason as adding or, you know, looking to pick up pieces? And if they're going to trade Artem Anisimov, that tells me they're looking to just sort of pick up the pieces and rebuild a little bit. Scott Powers from The Athletic wrote a really nice piece yesterday about how much cap space the Hawks are going to have this summer. And we're going to get, James and I will get into that in the next long podcast and go over it a little bit more. But they do have the opportunity to be players here and sign a difference maker or two. So that's something to keep an eye on. And I wonder how Anisimov plays into their plans one way or the other. I like what I've seen from him this year, especially recently. Even before he got hurt, he was playing. He was one of the better players on the team, one of the more consistent players on the team. So, well, I do think it probably makes some sense to look to move him if you can get a prospect and a decent pick for him for that cap relief. But if they decide Anisimov is someone they want to keep around, I wouldn't be totally mad and totally upset about it. He's shown the ability to go to the net, the willingness to go to the net. When Jonathan Taves scored his power play goal today, it was Artem Anisimov parked right out in front. I don't know. I'm not totally convinced that he needs to go, but it's all going to depend on how the Hawks move on after the season. We're going to find out sooner or later, but I think his future with the team will be a strong indicator on where they plan on heading for the next year, 2 years, 3 years. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast postgame show. Again, the Hawks win 5-3 in Los Angeles, come back from down 3-1, 4 goals in the last 9 minutes and 12 seconds, an impressive comeback and a good overall effort from the Blackhawks. So more of that, please. Make the end of the season enjoyable. And speaking of that, keep your eye on the podcast. Keep your eye on James and I in the podcast Twitter accounts. We're working out something with Marishka's to have a thank God the season is over party. that last weekend of the Hawks season, we're looking to have a day at Marishka's that Friday, Saturday, or Sunday where we all come out and just sort of drink our sorrows away and eat our sorrows away. We'll have some good things to give away there as well. So keep that, mark that weekend in your calendar. When we have more solid details, we'll share them with you guys. We look forward to seeing you out at Marishka's in April. As the Blackhawks season wraps up, we could do a bit of a playoff preview and just hang out with our listeners. It's been a while since we've done that. We look forward to doing it again. So thanks for listening again to the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast, which has been brought to you by Triple Threat Sports. For all your team outfitting needs, call Chris at 708-478-6090. Marishka's in Crest Hill, family-owned and operated since 1933. Chuck's Southern Comforts Cafe, with locations in Burbank and Darien. Visit chuckscafe.com and seatgiant.com. Use promo code Madhouse at checkout to save on your tickets. My name is Jay Zawoski. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later this week on the Madhouse Chicago Hockey Podcast.